104.5 The Zone at 9:33. Welcome back to the Wake Up Zone. Mark Howard and Blaine Bishop. I'm Kevin Ingram. My producer, Morgan Alexander. This guy kicking it in Mobile, covering Senior Bowl practices, and of course, talking Titans. From Titans Online, Jim Wyatt. What's going on this morning, Jim?
Not too much. Hope you guys are doing well.
We're doing good. What's going on down there?
A lot of bad weather rolling in. It was a busy day yesterday. I mean, yesterday was kind of the start of it. You had the weigh-ins and had the availability with prospects and had the practices and met with the general manager and the head coach and was ready to kind of go for round two today. But it's the weather's bad here. They're moving the events inside, and it's limited to just two members of each team. So not only can the media not attend, but it's very limited on personnel that can watch practice. Today's the first time it's happened since I've been covering the Senior Bowl.
How hard is it for the coaches and GMs to just kind of take stock of everybody that's down there and decide who they think might be worth watching?
Well, I think what you're watching, and then Titans are well represented here because it's not just John Robinson, Mike Vrabel. It's, sure, it's members of the scouting staff and members of the coaching staff, and they're watching different position groups. They're watching how these guys do in one-on-one drills. I know John Robinson likes to watch how guys interact with players and coaches down here, and I think what's key is you're limited to 60 visits and 15-minute conversations with players at the combine next month. Down here, you can knock a lot of guys off the list. So players that it allows you to maybe spread the wealth or the knowledge a little bit further because you can talk to guys here and then talk to them again, or you can scratch them off the list or feel like you've done your work just by work that's done in Mobile.
Why did they feel like Arthur Smith was the right guy to move into the offensive coordinator role?
Well, I think it's a number of things. I think that, you know, they respected him and his knowledge and the way he's worked since he's been here. I think the fact that four different head coaches, you know, he was initially hired and then he worked his way up with, you know, three other coaches since his initial hiring, and it shows you what they think about him and the ability to not have to change a lot this offseason as far as terminology and what the plan looks like, I think is key. Because I think the last thing, and John Robinson and Mike Vrabel talked about this yesterday, the last thing they want to do is have another offseason where not just the quarterback is having to learn everything new, but the entire offense. And it slows you down, and I think Arthur being there, not only was he qualified and a good coach, but you're able to retain a lot of the stuff that will carry over from last year, and I think that'll make them play a heck of a lot faster. At least that's the plan.
Jim White is our guest from TitansOnline.com, the senior editor.
Well, Jim, I saw that John Robinson on the checklist is to get some nasty players. I guess go into a little more detail about what he's referring to there.
Well, it's funny. I was kind of talking to him about a wide range of topics, and I kind of brought up to him his mantra about looking for tough, dependable, you know, accountable team first players, and then ask him if he would get a little bit nastier in the trenches. And he kind of chuckled at that at first, and then he started talking just about how, you know, in the lines of scrimmage, you've got to have meaner, nastier guys. He felt like this team has had some of that, but wants to add to it in this draft class. So that's something he's on. I mean, I think he certainly wants to win in the trenches. He feels like he's got some tough guys on this football team, but moving forward, I think you're looking for even more of an edge, not only on the offensive line, but on the defensive line. I always said before, he's not necessarily looking for choir boys. I mean, he wants guys who are pillars in the community, who do the right thing, but also he wants guys that are tough football players and play with an edge. So I think he's looking to get a little bit meaner in the trenches.
I mean, speaking of with someone playing with an edge, Kenny Vaccaro played with an edge and a physicality hadn't seen in a long time at the safety position. What do you think the likelihood of him coming back and being signed back with Cyprian recovered from ACL tear?
Yeah, Blaine, that's one of the more intriguing positions, I think, going into offseason, because I know, you know, coaches, I know the GM, they like Jonathan Cyprian. It's unfortunate that he got hurt at the beginning of last season, but there's no denying that Vaccaro stepped in and played really well for him. And he's one of those guys that probably qualifies as being one of those nasty players that was on the roster last year. But I think it's personally, I think it's tough It will be tough for them to bring both of them back. I think it's an either-or situation. And I think what Kenny Vaccaro did, I mean, he got a one-year deal right at the start of the season last year. I think the way he played last season, and I even saw something from Pro Football Focus this morning just about how sure of a tackler he was. And I think what he did last year helped him going into the offseason. And I think is probably going to force teams, including the Titans, to look at a different type of contract if you want to bring him back. So I think it's going to be tough to have them both on the roster. Ideally, you'd love to do that and have them compete and have them both have packages where both of them can play. But I think it's an either-or situation when it comes to March.
Jimmy, getting back to Arthur Smith for just a second, was this a case of the Titans absolutely felt like they had to promote internally for continuity's sake? So was Arthur Smith the best in-house candidate, or do you think he was the best candidate overall?
Well, I think it ended up in him being the best candidate overall. I mean, I think, and I asked Mike Vrabel yesterday if he was the leader at the start of this thing and if it was an easy decision. And he said that certainly he was aware of Arthur and certainly knew what a good coach that he was and thought he'd do a good job. But he also wanted to look outside the building. And it's not like he just, was twiddling his thumbs and waiting for some time to pass to make it look like he was putting on a surge and then promoted Arthur. I mean, he interviewed at least three guys outside the building for the job, and I think he realized that, and he said himself, it became an easy decision at the end when you had to weigh in, Arthur as a coach, when you weighed in just how it wouldn't be as disruptive to everyone if you promoted him. And I think based on what I've heard from, I knew Arthur had a great reputation even before this week. But when you hear players respond to the promotion, whether it's Delanie Walker, whether it's Michael Woost, even a guy like Sean Smith, who's on the other side of the ball, to a lot of other people I've talked to off the record about this, they all speak in glowing terms about Arthur Smith. And I think Mike Vrabel realized that this was the right way to go after considering some other options as well.
Jimmy, also too, when you look at where else they may go in the draft in terms of evaluations, what about the defensive line? Do they feel like there is a need to draft a D lineman this year?
I think so. I mean, I certainly feel like that's the case, and conversations I've had already looking ahead, and John Robinson is never going to tip his hand too much about what he's looking for, but he ran down some of the strengths of this draft class, and there's no doubt in my mind you've got to get better there, and you've got to be more disruptive each snap up front. So I think D-line is an area of need. I think edge rusher, I think receiver, I think interior offensive line. John Robinson about whether a backup quarterback is on his list to add to the competition with Blaine Gabbert. And he certainly, he's evaluating every position. He said he wouldn't answer that question, directly, but you know he's considered a heck of a lot of things coming in. And I think defensive lines with that question, my mind, one of them.
So you said they brought in three outside candidates to interview for offensive coordinator?
That's correct.
Who are they?
Somebody that's working in the other side of it, not with a team, I'll have to tell you that.
Okay. I figured it didn't hurt to ask.
In my old job, I would have maybe been able to dig that out, but not my new one.
Interesting. Jimmy, real quick, this staff was hired to maximize Mariota. It's kind of interesting after last year how John Robinson admitted that 2019 is going to be sort of Marcus's judgment season. Do you think that the overall view of Mariota, has changed a little bit over the past year or two?
I think you certainly want him to convince you that he can be the guy and that he can stay healthy. And following the year when he was. In and out of the lineup and dealt with injuries, I think you need more convincing. I don't think that John Robinson, Mike Vrabel, either one of them have lost faith in Marcus Mariota. They said multiple times that he's a guy that they would like to lead this team moving forward. I know John Robinson said in a couple of different television interviews, and he said it in an interview with me not long ago, was that Marcus Mariota is a guy that you want to be your leader, want to be your quarterback, and you hope you can get things worked out with him long term. But with that said, I think he's got to, you know, he's got to prove to you moving forward that he can be dependable and can be out there and do everything that the draft has to do. Next year doesn't have to be a make or break season for him. I mean, we all know that you have other options you can consider with him even after last year, and that includes the franchise tag. We've seen that used before. I'm not saying that's the direction they're going, but it's not a, this is a make or break season for him in my mind, but he definitely has to do, you know, more, I think, moving forward. I think he would tell you that himself, that he can be counted on and he can stay healthy and that he can guide this football team to where the decision makers want it to go.
Well, it was a make or break segment for Jim White, and he passed with flying colors as always. Jimmy, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, I appreciate it. You guys have a good one.
All right, Jim White joining us from Mobile. He's covering the Senior Bowl practices with the Titans Brain Trust down there, checking out some players. 9:44 the time on 104.5 The Zone. Number one rolls into town, and also it's a time to blow it up for the Memphis Grizzlies. We'll talk about that, too, just a moment. More Wake Up Zone. First, let's send it over to Blaine. Tell us about your old fix.
Yes, it was about a decade ago when you first heard, they keep your car forever. They don't call you back when they say they will, and they're not being honest. Looks like nothing has changed. A recent AAA survey says 2 out of 3 drivers don't trust auto repair shops. With Blaine Bishop here to tell you, you need to know about Eurofix and the guy who owns it, Aaron Stokes. He's a man you can trust. Trust me, I know from personal experience. Eurofix is a home of European automotive repair. Eurofix takes the irritation out of auto repair, so you get a free loaner car with every repair, timely callback so you don't have to chase Eurofix, and all repairs are authorized by you and only you. Even a free 15-minute multi-point visual inspection at no cost. Whether or not Eurofix does the repairs on your vehicle or not, right? And they repair all European vehicles like Saab, Volvo, Audi, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Land Rover, Jaguar, the Mini, BMW, and as well as Volkswagen. And all repairs are back with a free 3-year or 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. Open Monday through Friday, so give them a call at 844-EUROFIX, or you can check them out online at myeurofix.com.
Are you getting the most from your natural gas supplier?